Hello, everybody. Josh Brown here, back for another great episode on Franchise Euphoria. Well, today's episode is brought to you by IndieFranchiseLaw.com, a leading resource in the franchise space to help you if you're considering buying a franchise, turning your business into a franchise, or growing your business through a licensing or franchise structure. So go on, check it out, IndieFranchiseLaw.com. I think you'll find a lot of valuable and free information as you continue to kind of weigh franchising and licensing and the growth of your business. Without further ado, I hope you enjoy today's episode. On today's episode of Franchise Euphoria, I'm thrilled to welcome Mike Klein, who is the Vice President of Franchise Development for Alliance Franchise Brands. Alliance Franchise Brands and its subsidiary, KK Printing Canada, are the franchisors of approximately 600 locations in North America, operating the company's brands Allegra Marketing, Print Mill, Image 360, Signs Now, Signs by Tomorrow, KKP, Instaprints, American Speedy Printing Centers, and RSVP. Independently owned and operated franchises provide national, regional, and local businesses and organizations with a one-stop resource for technologically advanced solutions for their printing, marketing, and graphics communications. Mike, as you will learn through this interview, has been a part of the Alliance Franchise Brands for about 16 years now, and he brings a great perspective on how they've been able to grow and grow through print and digital and some additional services that they've added through their franchise systems. Really enjoyed this conversation with Mike, and I hope you will as well. Hello, Mike. Welcome to Franchise Euphoria. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for the invitation today.
Yeah, thrilled to have you on to talk about Alliance Franchise Brands and then also talk about, you know, the print mail franchise industry in general and how things are going for it. But before we dive into that, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got, you know, involved in this business.
Great question. And I'll start with, I've been with the organization, I guess, 16 years now. I started back in 04 when one of our brands that we have under the Alliance Franchise Brands umbrella called Signs by Tomorrow invited me to be their director of franchise development. And up until that point, I didn't know about franchising or franchise development. The gentleman who then owned Signs by Tomorrow at the time, him and I had become good friends, and he invited me to join them to represent the brand for Signs by Tomorrow to the general public for those who want to join that franchise. Well, fast forward 16 years, and that's morphed into me being very fortunate to be in the position of Vice President of Franchise Development for all of Alliance Franchise Brands, which includes our Allegra Print Marketing Mail model, also our Image 360 model, which is primarily signs, graphics, and displays, and even an RSVP advertising model, which is a direct mail to the upscale and more affluent homes in certain communities throughout the United States. So I've had a great opportunity over 16 years to get to know many of our brands, many of our franchisees. It's been a great run. I'm enjoying it thoroughly, and I'm excited to share all of this with you today.
So every brand under the Alliance Franchise brand, it is a print company of sorts, right?
In sorts, yeah. Now, they have different segments within the general term of print. So when you look at, say, RSVP advertising, that in essence is a direct mail company. So we print a deck of cards and a kind of a luxury-like pack on high gloss and high density weighted paper. So it comes across as a real upscale type vehicle of advertising, but it's print. And then when you look at Image 360, when we talk about signs, graphics, and displays, that's print. That's printed onto substrates, or I should say materials that go on, you know, glass, walls, windows, aluminum, wood. And then when you look at the true world of printing, that's where our Allegra model comes in. And that's, again, Allegra Marketing Print Mail. And that is the truest form of a printer. They do printing services, but they also do marketing services. They help with direct mail for certain clients, et cetera. So you could say that every one of our brands under Alliance Franchise Brands definitely touches the world of print.
But Mike, I mean, didn't you get the memo from all these? Print's dead, right? I mean, how do you, what do you guys know that we all don't? I say that facetiously. Talk about the realities of print and digital and the crossover and the things that you guys do.
Yeah, it's a great question. And look, you know, there is that big myth out there that print is dead. And it's really the farthest thing from the truth. Now, I'll be the first to admit, if you're the corner copy shop in downtown, wherever, USA, things may not be the same for you. But when you look at a franchise like ours, Allegra Marketing Print Mail, when they're actually partnering with their customers to help them with more than just their printing needs. So yes, we do the traditional printing, and it's still in great demand, whether it's manuals for training or we do, you know, restaurant menus. If you think about some of the COVID-19 related items, it's amazing how we've pivoted to help businesses in a new way, but with a traditional world of print. So think about every time you see a sign that says, you know, please wear a mask when you come in. Think about now when you go to a restaurant, if you are one to go in a restaurant, you know, you're probably looking at a paper menu now. You're not looking at a hard menu like you used to have, a reusable menu. Well, all those menus have to be printed by people like us. So we're very involved in that. But it's really the technology component that has fast forwarded us. We have really been very fortunate to be on the cutting edge of technology. And what the technology allows for is a lot of automation. So we can be very aggressive with how we help people in a real timely manner. There's actually a program we designed in-house called Workstream. And what that actually does, it allows a customer to almost submit their request and have it go all the way to the printer without touching human hands. So it can do proofing, it can do semi-design, it can just be an order taker, it can communicate with our customers to show them their proofs to make sure what we're about to print is accurate. So that amount of technology allowed us to really increase our efficiency. And then we elevated our game by going into marketing services. So our franchisees are out there talking to their clients saying, hey, it's great that we help you with maybe all your printing needs or some signage needs or display needs, but did you also know we can help you with your marketing services? And somebody might say, well, what do you mean actually? Well, we can do website. If you don't have a website or you got a website that doesn't get a lot of traction, we can help you with keyword analysis, search engine optimization. Think about social media, right? I mean, everybody's on LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. A lot of people participate in those programs, but not a lot of people know how to drive revenue through social media. So we actually have programs that our franchisees can go to their customers and say, hey, you know, would you like to be able to drive more revenues in the door by being a more heavy participant in social media channels? And those ideas there, you know, when we kept the world of print very much like it is, added a lot of automation and technology to it, expanded our offering to our customers to include marketing services. And now we still do even direct mail. So, you know, for this same customer that I kind of referenced in this example, if they're a customer and they're a B2C business, they need a vehicle to get messaging out, especially right now. Like, hey, we're still open. Hey, our restaurant's open. Or hey, it's curbside pickup. Here's where you go. And they're using our direct mail opportunity through our Allegra Marketing Print Mail model to get messaging out to their customers. So that's a little bit of everything kind of to bring it current. But it's the evolution of technology and automation. It's the marketing services component. It's the direct mail that keeps everything lucrative for us.
So let's talk about the franchise opportunity. What type of franchisees are in your system? Who are you looking for? And what is the, you know, explain a little bit when if somebody comes in and they're looking for this type of opportunity, what do they get with it?
So that's a great question, because I remember, five, 7 years ago, I had kind of the same question to myself. I was like, gee, if I really wanted to do a spreadsheet, so I put all of the franchisees' names down the left, and I put all of the different careers from which they came across the top. And I quickly realized after about 80 check marks, we really have one of everybody. You know, we've got attorneys, we've got accountants, we have people from the military, we have stay-at-home moms who, when the children left the nest, they decided to go into business and they wanted to be an entrepreneur, not an employee of another company. So when you look at our franchisee group, they really are all from different walks of life. The one thing they have in common is they are, as a group, extrovert by nature, because our model is truly B2B. So that means we're out, our franchisees are out talking in the business community to other business owners and decision makers. they're the ones who really are the face of the business. This isn't retail. This isn't about, you know, having the right location on the corner of Broad Street and First Street or Main.
You're not measuring traffic counts.
Really not. In fact, we're very, very fortunate that we're not in strip malls. You know, we don't pay that Class A real estate. Now, we have some locations that remain there. But when you look at the new locations we put on the map, they're kind of light industrial, kind of flex space type locations. So we get more space for less rental dollars, and that goes a long way. But the franchisee, you know, the key component is someone who wants to be part of the business community. You can't just sit in the center and wait for everything to come to you. We have great marketing. We have great websites. We have fantastic support. We have over 50 people for each of our brands that support them in accounting and, you know, vendor relations and operations and everything they need, every aspect and component of business. But at the end of the day, we really need that franchise member to be extrovert by nature, be willing to go talk to business owners and decision makers. And I like to be clear, it's not cold calling. It's not knocking on 100 doors a day to see if you can sell something. This is very relationship oriented. This is very consultative. When you look at our business across our system, we are very fortunate to enjoy a very high repeat base of business. So once we capture a customer and we deliver that superior customer service experience, then we retain that customer. And that's what really is key to our businesses growing over time. But, you know, at the end of the day, and kind of to your core question, we really can work with anyone who has any kind of business savviness from any walks of life, has been exposed maybe to the corporate world. That part we love. And if they're extrovert and want to go be part of the business community, then we can teach them our model. The what we do is almost the easy part.
You know, it's interesting in your business, I'm sure you hear this, but, you know, so many people, you know, when they're driving, when they're walking, when they're going on their run, you know, you pass by signs, you pass by billboards,
yeah,
and you don't stop to think, somebody's got to make those, you know, somebody's got to make those. You know, I've been a franchise lawyer for many years now. And one of the consistent things I see that the good and the really good franchise brands do and offer is that they have not only the initial value proposition for when somebody comes in and on board as a franchisee, you know, the roadmap. I mean, that's sort of a given, but mm-hmm. really the good ones, the great ones, have that second level of value that they provide, you know, after the franchisee has gotten up and going, after they understand the day to day. I'm curious, talk a little bit about that second level for you guys, you know, the ongoing support. I think you mentioned the technology and the other sorts of things that really over the long haul serve as a benefit to the franchisee.
Well, I appreciate you asking about that because it's one of the things I like to brag about. Now, clearly I'm biased, right? Because I work for the franchisor, but we have, you know, in my humble opinion, one of the most dedicated veteran groups of people, our headquarters team that support our system every day. And I mentioned it on the previous question about we really do have one person or more assigned to all areas of business. And that goes a long way. You know, we want our franchisees to call us. We want to provide them support. We don't want them worrying about how to get something done or what vendor to choose or go sit on the internet for an hour and a half trying to figure out a dilemma. That's why we're here. So we want them to call us. And there's no doubt, and you can appreciate this being a franchise attorney, when you see franchisees have success, they are typically the ones who are most engaged with the franchisor. They're the ones who adopt and embrace the culture, the programs, and the how to go about business. They also bring in, you know, their own key aspects, their own kind of views, if you will, to make it work. Because in a B2B model, it really is, again, about that creating the relationships and being that consultant to your customers to help them with all their needs, be it printing, graphics, design, signage, etc. So when you look at support, it's one of the things we hang our hat on. It starts at the very top with our CEO, Mike Marcantonio of Alliance Franchise Brands, all the way down. We have core values, and our number one core value of the five is members first. And we really believe that. We live and breathe that. And we feel strongly that if our franchisees don't succeed, we don't succeed. So it pains us when somebody struggles or when somebody doesn't embrace our systems or really adopts our programs and the way we do things. Now, I would be remiss, though, if I didn't say as great as our franchise support is, and I do feel that way, it's almost like a triangle. You know, you've got the headquarters support team, say, on the left side of the triangle, but you also have the franchisees on the right side. You know, our franchisees are very interactive with each other. They give each other a tremendous amount of support. And we've got some communication portals where a franchisee can type in a question like, hey, I'm going to an auto dealership today. Who should I speak to and what should I ask them what we can help them with? So the franchisee interaction is equally critical as the franchisor support. And then at the bottom of the triangle, you have our vendors, and we have well over 100 preferred vendors that we work with every day. And they're a fantastic resource to our franchisees. Not only do they don't just provide product that we need so we can create an end product for our customer, but they very much are there to answer questions, give solutions, provide guidance. So when you see a franchisee leaning on headquarters, leaning on other franchisees, relying on vendors, those are the franchisees who are really knocking it out of the park.
So COVID has affected every business and affected businesses different ways. Talk a little bit about the impact on your brands, on the various brands, and how you guys have adapted and adjusted thus far.
Yeah, well, it's first and foremost, just today as we're chatting, the news came out that perhaps one of our pharmaceutical companies has a vaccine that's been proven to be 90% accurate, reliable.
That would be incredible, wouldn't it?
It would be. You know, so for all those who have dealt with COVID, you know, for those who have family members or close ones that have been impacted by that, we feel for you. And, you know, we've been impacted as a company, obviously, like many. When you go back to March and April, we didn't know what we could do. We didn't know what businesses were open, what businesses weren't open. It was like the whole economy was shut down. So we went through the first few weeks of March and early April, kind of just trying to understand where our place was. But what we quickly learned by the time we got to mid-April and certainly by May, we were deemed an essential business. Our industry is an essential business when it comes to printing and signage and the direct mail component. We were deemed essential, which means we never had to close. And the great news was we were still helping businesses that were open with all of their needs. So let's talk about the restaurant community for a second. You know, they went from having diners in their restaurant to all of a sudden they couldn't have anybody in seated. So we had to do banners and signs and graphics and reusable menus to help them understand if somebody shows up, where do they pick up their food? So a restaurant might have a banner now that says, you know, carry out orders picked up here. You know, the wear a mask. We did a lot of floor graphics to stay 6 feet apart. If you go in a store now, you probably look down, there's some type of signage on the floor that says, please stand here and advance 6 feet to your next spot. Say if you're waiting in line for a cash register or somewhere to check out. So it's been fascinating and almost amazing how all of our brands have really risen to the occasion to help their customers put their name in bright lights and get their messaging out. And it's important to the end customer. So if you can follow me on this, we're helping our customers make sure that their customers feel safe. We're providing them we're providing them a vehicle that says, look, you can come to our place of business. Here's how we're performing during COVID. Here's our protocols. Here's how we're being safe. And we're helping them with these professional graphics and designs and printing to make sure that the customer understands they're taking that seriously. And that's one thing that had somebody asked me 9-10 months ago, hey, if there's a pandemic, you think what part will you play? I wouldn't have been able to answer that. You know, 2020 has been so uniquely different and challenging, but I'm very happy and we're very proud as an organization, all of Alliance Franchise Brands, that we have played a very pivotal role in helping businesses reopen, helping businesses get the right message out, and helping business owners and decision makers that just didn't know what to do, that we gave them solutions they could put in place so they could remain operating.
So as we talk about the various challenges, you know, that franchise businesses or any business has faced, obviously with COVID and others, you know, let's talk for a minute about the Postal Service. And obviously you being in the print industry, everything going on with the United States Postal Service of late, And certainly it's been all over the news. Has that had any impact on your industry?
It definitely has had an impact, but I would also say that we're very much in front of it. So this goes back to one of the questions you had about that second level of support. Well, a good franchisor's second level of support is also being proactive. So we're very close to the Postal Service for our brands, especially our RSVP advertising direct mail brand. They only rely on the post office. That's how we get our luxury deck advertising packs into people's mailboxes. So we have a person on our team who has a connection, if you will, a relationship with an upper level management postal person. And we continue to have conversations with them about, you know, what's the slowdown? How can we manage to that? Because if you think of direct mail, everything typically has a date of expiration on it. It's not just a message, but maybe there's an offer. Well, if you think the postcard is going to hit the mailbox December 1st, you might put an expiration on your offer, say December 31st. Well, if the coupon doesn't hit till like the 10th of December, now you've lost 10 days of window on your coupon offer. And that's not good for anybody, as one small example. So we have been staying in front of this to make sure that we're communicating to our franchisees what they should expect. But the post office is critical for not just us. I mean, we're running a business and we rely on the post office to help deliver our printed materials, sometimes our signage, graphics, and displays. Certainly our direct mail would be at the tip of that iceberg. But we also recognize that people's daily lives rely on proper, timely postage or postal needs. I mean, whether it's medicine or they receive weekly or monthly monies, you know, there's needs out there that we fully appreciate. So it's critical that this be resolved as fast as possible, that, you know, when you mail something, it's going to get to a destination in a reasonable amount of time and not maybe a week or 2 weeks later.
Well, I imagine your person who's in charge of all that has been quite busy over the last month or two.
Has been, you know, and it's one of the things that we're glad we already had the relationship with the postal office well established before this topic began to arise about the postal slowdown and the removal of certain automation and machines and just kind of the uproar, if you will. And because we had that relationship already established as one of our support mechanisms back to our franchisee group, we had an immediate ear. We were able to immediately communicate with somebody in the know, a decision maker at the Postal Service who could keep us accurately informed so we in turn could give good, accurate information back to our franchisees.
So as we finish up here, I do want to touch upon, you guys have 600 North American locations. Where are you looking to grow? I mean, I know that obviously you've got a variety of brands here, but are you still offering opportunities across the United States?
We are, and I appreciate you asking that because anybody out there listening to the podcast, if they're looking to get into business, and we are putting people into business still, even during the pandemic, we've been very fortunate to open new locations, not just here in the States, but in Canada as well. But we've got three really dynamic B2B opportunities, and we have not full availability. We are sold out in some markets, but not all markets. So we always encourage people to reach out to us and see if our territory is available. Maybe they just want to learn a little more what brand might fit them better. So, for example, I was talking to a gentleman in Santa Monica, California. He's going through the process, and he actually started looking at our Image 360 brand, and then we kind of pivoted to our RSVP advertising brand because that just seemed to fit him a little better. And hey, that's fine with us. We're looking for good quality people. But to a territory question, we've got some great availability still, and both in the States and in Canada. So we always invite people to just, you know, give us an inquiry. Typically, if you give us a zip code, we probably have an opportunity within, if not in your backyard, somewhere within a 10 to 15 mile radius of a zip code to help somebody understand what the open areas are.
Well, to learn more about Alliance Franchise Brands and their various franchise systems, you can go to alliancefranchisebrands.com. That's alliancefranchisebrands.com. Thank you, Mike, for coming on and sharing your experience and telling the story of the Alliance Franchise Brands and the various systems associated with them. It's been very interesting, and keep up the great work.
Well, thank you very much. Again, I appreciate the invitation, and certainly we could talk for, or at least I could talk for hours on this. So I hope these quick hits today helped people understand a little bit about who we are and what we do. And again, we say we welcome anybody who might want to learn about us. They're, like you said, go to alliancefranchisebrands.com. You can contact us that way through email. Our phone number's on there, of course. So we would welcome the chance to chat with anybody who really would like to take a look at a B2B model. We've got some great options.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of Franchise Euphoria. If you enjoyed this episode or have enjoyed the podcast in general, I would really appreciate it if you could go to iTunes and leave me a rating and review. It really helps to get this podcast out to more and more people. So the easy way to do it is go to iTunes and in the search box, put in Franchise Euphoria. You will then see my cover art and you click on my smiling face that says Franchise Euphoria and then click on the link that says ratings and reviews. It's that simple, but boy, oh boy, does it mean the world to me when people leave ratings and reviews. And like I said, it really helps get the show out there. Once again, would love it if you would go to iTunes and leave a rating and review if you enjoyed this episode or other episodes of the show. And until the next time, happy franchising.